More than anything, I must have flowers. Always, always. Claude Monet.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. And today on our show, we are deep diving into one of the most beloved essential oils and scents in general, geranium. Our guest today, Karen Della Flora, is going to dive into geranium, and she'll also share her fascinating story of how geranium helped her regain her sense of smell after an illness. Stay tuned for that and more. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This is the segment of our show where we read a recipe that has been submitted by one of you, our listeners. And once a month, we pull a winner out of these submitters. And congratulations for this month's winner, Joyce Kinsis, for her recipe called Lucky Charm Latte. To make Joyce's Lucky Charm Latte, you'll need espresso, milk of your choice, honey, and Orange Vitality essential oil. First, you'll make your espresso, then add your milk, or make your coffee as you usually do, and add a drop of Orange Vitality essential oil. Joyce says this reminds her of Lucky Charms. It's so good. Congratulations, Joyce, for being our winner this month. You have won a bottle of Orange essential oil and our favorite ebook full of essential oil recipes. If you'd like to enter our monthly giveaway, share a recipe with us that you have created that involves essential oils. It can be a simple diffuser combination or something complicated. Just email it to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with Karen Della Flora, who is a wife, homeschooling mother of two, and cosmetic formulator. She is a student at the Tisserand Institute and has taken every certification course that is offered there. Amazing. She is now currently working on her diploma in aroma dermatology. Today, we are deep diving into geranium essential oil with her. But first, I just want to say welcome, Karen. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I'm a big fan of the Tisserand Institute, for sure. We've had a few people from there on the show. Before we deep dive into geranium, which I'm excited about, I have to ask, what exactly is aromadermatology?
You know, I had never heard of it until I started taking courses at Tisserand. It's basically just a term to talk about the topical use of essential oils for common skin conditions. It's a little more in depth. So like if you think of aromatherapy massage, you would use an essential oil at maybe like 1 to 3%. But in aromadermatology, we're talking about higher concentrations for therapeutic uses and local application.
Okay. I imagine geranium might be an oil commonly used with that application, just knowing what I know about geranium. Is that a fair assumption?
Oh, yes, definitely. Right. Geranium has so many uses.
Is that why you chose this oil in particular, because of its sort of, fame in the skin world, the dermatology world?
Yeah, you know, it's so geranium was the first essential oil I ever purchased. I just instantly fell in love with it. Smelling it just made me relax just automatically. And I find it such a funny oil. It's so polarizing. People either love it or hate it. And what's funny about that is it's a balancing oil. When you think geranium, you think of balance. It balances your skin. It balances the blend you put it in. So I think it's so interesting, and doing this deep dive on it just blew my mind.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that balancing principle. When you say, you know, you put it in a blend, it balances. What do you mean by that?
So it's one of the few oils that you can add even in small amounts, and it balances with the other scents. It complements woody scents, citrus scents, herbal scents, obviously other florals. It's just a really well-rounded essential oil.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I feel like a lot of the blends that I gravitate towards that have a long list of oils in it, it usually contains geranium somewhere. And I'm usually surprised when I see it. I'm like, oh, this has geranium. I'm like, I don't really pick up on that much, but perhaps it's because it's in there in a pretty low quantity and it's less about getting that geranium scent in there and more just about balancing those other oils that are in there. So that makes a lot of sense. For those that have never smelled geranium before, how would you describe the scent?
So I would describe it, obviously rosy. It's very well known for having a rosy sort of scent, but it's also sort of green and herbaceous. The main constituents in it are citronellol and geraniol, and those are what give it that signature rosy scent. But they can happen kind of in varying degrees depending on the region you get it from. It's really interesting. It'll always have that signature rosy scent, but it'll be a little bit different depending on where it comes from, what variety of plant it comes from.
Hmm. Tell us more about the plant itself. I didn't realize there was different varieties of geranium plants either.
Oh my gosh. This is what just blew my mind. So when you look up geranium essential oil, and I looked at several suppliers, most of them listed as Pelargonium gravellens, but there are over 250 varieties of Pelargonium.
Wow.
And they all readily hybridize when they're near each other. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. The more research I did, the more I found that nobody is actually very sure of what you're getting. They have a vague idea. But until more research is done by, I don't know, a botanist, I don't think anyone really has a firm grasp on exactly what they're getting.
Like as they're growing the geranium bush or even like after it's flowered, they're like, oh, so, I'm pretty sure this is a blah, blah, blah geranium, but it could have mixed with this other guy over here and not really sure what to call it now.
They continue to grow it through clippings from the previous growth. There have been so many articles done on this, and even other aromatherapists agree that it's kind of unsure, like nobody knows exactly. But the good thing is that they all smell pretty similar. There are some varieties that can have a little bit of a minty dry down at the end, but they all have that rosy scent. And the most common one is usually referred to, this is the other confusing part, they refer to all of them kind of synonymously. So you'll see like two or three different varieties named like Pelargonium rosium or gravellens or aspirum. And they could all potentially be referring to the same thing, even though they're obviously not the same thing.
Interesting. Yes. So is there anything particularly interesting about the way that this oil is distilled or cultivated? I assume it comes from the flower of the plant. Is that correct?
You would assume that, but actually it comes from the leaves.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. So on the surface of each leaf, there are thousands of tiny hairs. And at the end of each hair is something called a trichome, which is this tiny, minute sac that's filled with essential oil. And only like 20 to 30% of all plants have this. Some other plants with essential oils that have trichomes are lavender, peppermint, helichrysum. I thought that was really interesting. You would assume it's a flower, so you're getting the oil from the flower, right, but it's on the leaves.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Well, let's move into the oil itself and the different ways that people are using it. Are there any interesting stories you could share about this oil?
I personally had an experience with it in the last year. I lost my sense of smell back in January after I got sick. And I was discussing it with actually my teacher from Tisserin, Lisa Anderson, who's become a very dear friend. And I was telling her what happened, and she sent me an article from her blog about a protocol that somebody did when they lost their sense of smell. And it involved smelling four different essential oils every day. So you would smell geranium, lemon, clove, and eucalyptus, like for so many minutes, several times a day. and essentially retrain your olfactory nerves. It was pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah. How long did you do that for?
I did it for a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. Because when I started, I could not smell anything. I could not smell eucalyptus.
Wow.
And I was like terrified, you know? I mean, that's such a strong smell.
As an aromatherapist, I'm sure, especially you were a little scared.
What was so odd about it is I could feel the sensation of the eucalyptus when I inhaled it, but I couldn't smell it. But I did that protocol for 2 weeks and I could not believe how my sense of smell came back. And I swear it's stronger than ever now.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I've been waiting to meet someone with this success story because I've heard this, like I've heard it in books, but I've never actually met someone who could prove it. So I'm very excited to hear that. I'm going to start sharing.
Sharing that around more.
Walk us through, just so we can hear it again, walk us through that protocol exactly again for that loss of smell.
So you take geranium, lemon, clove, and eucalyptus, and I smelled them just directly from the bottle.
Like one at a time. You don't blend them all together.
Yeah, no, one at a time, because you're training your nose to smell floral, citrus, spicy, and they consider eucalyptus woodsy. So you do that like 3 times a day, I think it was.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there and you're just inhaling it through your nose. So even though you're not smelling it, you're just sniffing. You're sniffing for, you know, how long would you say for each bottle?
I don't, like maybe 10 seconds or something. Mm-hmm. I can give you the links to the articles. Hannah Tisserand actually did another article about the same thing, a similar protocol. I did that like 3 times a day, and it was amazing to have my sense of smell gradually return. I remember being really excited when I could smell geranium again.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, that's exciting. What was that experience like when you smell geranium now? What does that take you to? How does that feel?
I mean, it's so weird, but it's just this relaxation sensation, like I can breathe when I smell it, you know, my whole body just eases up, the tension is released. It has a profound effect on your nervous system. It could actually be sedative, but it can also be uplifting. And it's so rare. I mean, the only other essential oil I've heard that does that is bergamot.
Yeah, and they're not very, they don't smell very similar, but I.
They don't. Not they smell wonderful they together. Have
similar properties. Oh, I bet. Yeah, absolutely. Well, walk us through some formulations or some recipes. What are some common ways people use geranium oil at home?
Well, it's really well known for being kind of a women's balancing oil for balancing your hormones. So a lot of women use it during PMS or menopause. For balancing their hormones. So I have a blend that I add to a bottle. You can add it to an inhaler, like a blank inhaler, but I put it in a little bottle filled with pink Himalayan salt because you also get benefits from the salt itself. Mm-hmm. It can be very detoxifying and it promotes health in your mucous membranes. So I mixed up a blend of 6 drops of geranium, 7 drops of bergamot, and 3 drops of lavender.
And you put it, you mix it with the salt. Walk me through what you do with it exactly.
I add the drops to the bottle with the salt in it. So I just get sort of medium to coarse grain pink Himalayan salt and put it in a little 10 milliliter bottle. This would be a really good use for old essential oil bottles.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe when you finish the bottle of geranium.
Yeah.
And just drop the essential oils on it and then use it the same way you would use, you know, an inhaler tube.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. What are some ways people use geranium with facial care? We had talked about it being a really amazing oil for skin. What are some recipes or just methods for using geranium for skincare?
I like to add it to a facial oil or moisturizer. I actually just added this blend that I created to a facial oil I made with cranberry seed oil, which I don't know if you've ever smelled before, but it has
amazing.
It has a really beautiful fruity smell, and it's quick to absorb. It doesn't leave your skin greasy. So it went really, it really complemented the scent of this blend. Mm-hmm. So for your face, you never want to put more than like 1.5% essential oil in a blend on a formulation for your face. So I would mix up this blend separately and then add it to my facial oil.
Okay. And you would just use that like you would any sort of moisturizer?
Yeah.
Face moisturizer.
Yeah. So this blend is 9 drops of geranium, 5 drops of palmarosa, 5 drops of hoewood, 3 drops of orange, and 5 drops of lavender.
Yummy. I feel like
it
I could eat that.
It smells amazing.
Are there any safety precautions people should know about when using geranium essential oil?
Not really. This actually has GRAS status, generally recognized as safe. In the essential oil safety book from Robert Tisserand, he actually says you can use it at a dermal limit of 17.5%. So obviously, you would never use it at a percentage that high. but what it means is it's very safe to use without the risk of an adverse reaction. Like, obviously, there are some people that could potentially be sensitive to it. But generally, it's very, very safe to use on your skin.
Great. And pregnancy medications, any of those, cats, dogs, babies, all those
safe,
things?
Safe for pregnant women, babies. To a certain extent, obviously, you're diluting very low for children. I did not notice the safety issues for pets. I would have to look at that again. But it's incredibly safe, very well-rounded. The only concern was if anyone is on diabetes medication. But I think, honestly, it was referring more to if you take geranium internally, not necessarily topically. But it would definitely be something to be aware of.
Well, wonderful. Well, I think that gives a really good deep dive into geranium essential oil. Are there any last tips or stories you want to share around geranium oil before we go to our closing questions?
Well, I do have one story that I came across. It was more about the geranium plant than the oil. But in Victorian homes, they would place potted geraniums on the sides of staircases, so that women's long skirts would brush against them and release the perfume. I just thought that was such a lovely story.
Aw, those brilliant women. Well, Karen, this has been great. I love this oil personally. I think the first time I used it, I wasn't a huge fan of the smell. I think it's one of those oils you kind of have to go a little bit slow on, right? Low and slow.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite overwhelming. But it is such an uplifting oil and really unique in its scent. So thanks for deep diving on that with us today. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first is, what's just one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
So every morning when I get up, I have hot lemon water and I add chia seeds to it.
Wow. Never heard that one. I love it.
It's hydrating. It gives you a burst of vitamin C, and the chia helps with blood sugar balance.
Uh-huh. And you put that in your lemon water cold, and then you let the chia seeds like get jelly?
Yeah, they kind of gel by the end.
But I enjoy chia. You just add them and you just drink them straight up. Like,
yep.
I love chia. I became a little obsessed with it after reading Born to Run, which is a book about kind of a case for how humans were really, our bodies are designed so perfectly for running and like long distance running in particular. Like, we as humans can outrun a deer. We can outrun a cheetah even, because cheetahs, they can sprint, but then they're exhausted because they're, you know, they have four legs on the ground. So their rib cages, their lungs are smaller. And so they have to just stop after a while and kind of collapse and regroup. So if humans are able to track it, you know, they can catch up with that cheetah eventually because that cheetah will be just exhausted because we're able to run for just miles and miles and miles without stopping. Anyway, it's a really fascinating book. They talk a lot about chia seeds in it,
yes,
as one of those superfoods that like keep, you know, kept the long distance hunters going on those right. trips. Like that's all they would take with them is like a bag of chia.
Yeah, it was actually in the book that I was reading too about Aztecs doing the same thing, that they could survive with chia because it keeps them hydrated and satiated.
So. Yeah. Fascinating. Well, that's a great tip for today. Well, finally, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Something that I've been working on and I've been trying to work on with my kids is to replace complaining with gratitude.
Oh, such a good one.
And we have started something where we write down whatever we're grateful for the day. We write it down and we put it in a jar so that later on, we're going to go back and look at things that we were grateful for over the last year. So I thought that this time around Thanksgiving would be perfect to really think about what we're grateful for.
I love that. That's so sweet. That's going to be a great activity. How old are your kids?
6 and 3.
Oh, what a great age to start that at. Well, awesome. Replace complaining with gratitude. Can't go wrong there. Thank you so much, Karen. This has been so much fun. We'll have to have you back on sometime and do some more essential oil deep dives. This has been a lot of fun. So thank you for your time and for sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in and happy holidays for this season. As we get ready for the new year, we'll be here next week with a holiday focus encore episode and then new episodes after that in the new year. We'll see you next year. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.